Yorkton. The effects of residential schools are still being felt in First Nations communities. To help those affected heal, the Yorkton Tribal Council hosted an Indian residential school gathering in the city this week. Coate First Nations Chief George Coate was one of the speakers Thursday. He said the residential school system was once focused on colonization and genocide, in an attempt to eliminate traditional ways, starting with their language. In that regard, Coate said he really appreciates the elders who managed to keep the traditional languages alive. But the loss of language was only one element of the harm Indian residential schools did. I can see what this has done to our people, said Coate, who noted that the abuses many students faced in the schools led them to addiction and alcoholism, which remains a problem in First Nations communities today. Often physical abuse left former students with the expectation abuse was normal, and because they never learned good parenting skills, abuse has often been passed to the next generation. The abused become abusers. Coate said he has seen that firsthand, black eyes and fat lips on women in the community. I thought that was normal, he said. Coate said the generation of his parents often suffered the trauma in silence. They never talked about it, he said, adding because of that silence it was hard to know what they went through, or understand what they were going through. Today there is a growing awareness of the hurt caused by residential schools. As I got older, I realized the pain my dad carried, said Coate. While acknowledging the effects are still happening, Coate said he also recognizes all involved need to come to the table with us to work out solutions. We live in a great country, he continued, adding First Nations people have certainly suffered to bring about the country it is today, although not receiving the recognition for their part in it. So now is the time to continue to work together so there's no discrimination between each other.